If I practiced jumping higher, could I learn to jump really high?
Mm-hmm.
Just make my hang time high?
Yes. Yes, you could.
Cool. I'm not saying that's like a secret desire I've had.
I think it is. I think we just caught you. You want to leap.
What sort of vertical leap did you have in mind? You want to touch
on that? What do you have right now?
I want to get like a good 2 second hang time.
You would like some hang time is what you're really after, more than anything.
Yeah, jump up and hang in the air for a bit and then,
It would be worth it if you actually trained him to get some hang time and then got Donald Schultz's 2,000 frames per second and gave him a basketball. Right. Like, show him now, because if I think 2,000 frames per second, him running, bouncing the ball, and then leaping into the air and sort of a little bit of a double pump, like maybe bring the ball down to chest high for a second, you would be on your knees on the ground by the time the ball was around your chest.
Right.
I think we could train you into actually running, jumping, and going,
Yeah. Throwing in a little Dominique.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe you could do it.
I would like to watch you just do that off of a trampoline. Like dunk on an 8-foot basket off a trampoline. So you can do all kinds of crazy stuff. I'd watch that in real time and super slow-mo.
I actually did that with,
try a windmill.
What's his name? Jason Richardson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to San Francisco or something to play when he played for those dudes.
You had a television show.
Yeah, for a second. And then I ran. I skated to the trampoline, jumped off the skateboard onto the trampoline, and then dunked the ball. It was an exciting time.
It looks
I scored
like
a point
fun,
on him, you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, one-on-one. I got video of it.
That's great.
Fade away.
People rarely look cooler than when they're dunking. Dunking is cool.
Yeah.
Dunking is cool.
Yeah.
Those guys. Like,
I think fadeaways are the biggest toss.
When I go to like Clippers games and stuff, and they bring out those middle-aged fat guys that do all the like flip dunks off of the trampoline and stuff, I don't want to do that in front of the Staples Center. But I would do that at home. Like if that was the guy you could bring to, you know, like that you like to bring to like an adult party, like the adult jumping gym. Like, hey guys, let's get wasted and do flips. And I would.
Have you seen the bouncy fucking room?
The trampoline world.
Trampoline walls and trampoline ground.
Where's this?
You can go there. We should go there for my 40th birthday.
Yes. Absolutely.
And a go-kart race.
Yep.
We need to have a go-kart race and a bouncy world.
I don't remember where it is, but
and Tony Hawk's ramp.
Yep.
Is that too many places to go in one day?
Nope.
Good.
I don't remember where it is around here, but imagine just a place the side of the roller rink where, like, the floor is just all trampolines.
So into that.
Let's do it.
I love trampolines.
What about if we had some sort of moto day for my 40th birthday, and then I got, like, a bunch of moto dudes there, and then all the other people, and we could do, like, a moto show. And we could race each other. We could have, like, teams where I'm on a team with Chad Reed and you're on a team with fucking Raw Dog.
Yes.
And then we just destroy you.
Exactly.
And we just come out of nowhere
and shock the world.
I just come out of nowhere and fucking put bump bars and I'm like, fucking yeah. And we all wear the same, like, I wear a team jersey and you don't, you know, you guys have your shitty team jersey.
Right.
I have a totally awesome one.
All of these things are possible.
Mm.
Yeah. For your 40th birthday, let's go to House of Trampolines.
Where is that
what it's called? House of Trampolines?
There's a bunch. I'm trying to.
What a great franchise!
Yeah.
I can't believe I haven't heard of this.
We should have one in our new studio.
I really like trampolines.
I don't know if the one near. I've got to figure out where the one near us. I think the one I'm looking at is in Orlando, Florida. But there is one near us.
Let's go.
Can you do back to back? Just keep bouncing off your back and do somersaults off your back, around and around. Keep going.
Back to back somersaults off my back. I'm gonna try to follow.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go feet to back.
Slido told me that.
Uh huh.
Because he's a gymnast. You can go. You know, you do half a somersault, you land on the back of your neck. Then you spin yourself around and land your back in your neck.
Oh, I see.
Just and keep going.
No, I mean, I bet if I worked on it, I could do like one. But no, I'm no sluggo in that
regard.
He's also a breakdancer, isn't he?
He was the Canadian breakdance world champion.
I did not know that about Sluggo, really?
Yeah, he's a Canadian. He was a gymnast, and then he was a Canadian breakdancing champion, and then he was a pro skateboarder and a pro snowboarder.
Are they still holding?
And now he's a stuntman.
Are they still holding annual breakdancing contests? Who's the current breakdancing champion?
What?
Who's the current breakdancing champion? Do they still hold annual breakdancing contests?
No. It's sort of like the jet ski contest. You know, jet skiing is only sit down races now. They don't have the stand up ones. And in the heyday, there was a full on stand up heyday. And my boy Victor Sheldon was the champ. And he used to do demos and bang whores and stuff. I don't know if he banged whores, but I can only assume it like comes with the territory.
He could have banged whores.
I would if I was him. I would have been banging numerous whores while doing somersaults on my jet ski.
The whores were there and they were willing.
Right, and if you're the man with the number one plate, you may as well bone some whores. Unless you're not, you know, if you're married, then fucking, you know, give it to your mechanic.
This is in Las Vegas, but it's a picture of a Sky Zone.
Okay, well we're gonna be in Las Vegas.
Let me see that. And there's, look at the trampoline walls though. This is the one I want, because Telly, you can go fucking bang at the wall.
And then hit the wall and just go, yeah! And fly off into all kinds of trouble. I guarantee, I definitely think if I do it on my 40th, we should do the 540 before we go to the trampoline world. Because there's a huge chance that I will not be standing by the time I leave trampoline mat.
We're going to leave it all on the trampoline. I guess
I'm leaving it all on the trampoline mat.
I guess I get skies up, there's like an injury a day from somebody.
Gotta be. I'm getting full ankle braces and a fucking helmet. And I would totally not advise anybody who comes to my birthday to just go bouncing around while I'm on there. Because I could just come flying out of nowhere and knock your fucking head clean off without even knowing. Because I'm wearing a full-face helmet if I'm out there, too.
Right.
Just, bam! I don't have a fucking neck brace on as well. I think that might be a good idea.
Just going for as much, like, height
I'm
going to
be dressed in my dethroned Lucas Oil race car uniform, just fucking in a ball with my fucking arms around my shins, catapulting.
Oh, and at SkyZone, they have a foam pit.
Why? Oh, you can bounce off into the foam pit?
Into the foam pit!
Oh! We're going to have how many somersaults can you do contest? Sluggo's not allowed to go to my birthday. Everybody else can come except Sluggo, because I don't need that cocksucker doing a bunch of somersaults right. And making me look bad.
You have to be the winner.
I have to be the winner. Yeah, no,
it's your birthday.
Sluggo can be there. He can be the referee, and it'll be contest.
Look at
me and Tully.
Look at how much fun that kid's having.
Look how much fun that guy is having.
Look how much fun we are going to be having.
That is why I like you so much, Michael. That's how much fun we're gonna have October 11th on my birthday. We're gonna fly.
Wait, so we're going to Las Vegas a week before we go to Las Vegas? Oh, no, that's after. That's after.
Yeah, that's afterwards.
Oh, yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, returning to Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, I'm there. I believe I can fly.
Come on.
No. Okay. Yeah.
Don't stop. Let it out.
Yeah, no, let it go. Dude. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Tell them like it is, yeah. Spread my wings and fly away. Yeah. I believe I can soar.
Open door.
I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I can fly. Yeah, you're way better than me.
That's such a good song,
isn't it?
Yeah.
He speaks from experience. He sings from experience. That's Mr. 2 Second Hang Time right there.
Exactly. That's my. I think of that song when I imagine myself flying through the air for 2 seconds.
That's the song that we'll play when you finally when we get you a trampoline and somehow get you to bounce off that and get on that rim. Do you think you could do that?
Probably not, but I can try.
We have to get it.
Got to hang from the ring.
Yeah, we've got to get the mattress thing
right
underneath.
Right,
and a breakaway rim.
a breakaway rim.
Yeah. So when he dunks, he can just pull out the backboard. Just the glass.
Yeah.
Oh, shatter the glass.
Glass raining everywhere.
Wow, that's a big budget for that one. that's obviously going to have to be triggered in some way. Knows a trampoline place in L.A. How come a dude from New York know a trampoline place in L.A.?
And we don't.
How do you know this, Eric?
I go out to L.A. Like twice a year. I have cousins that live out there.
And you come out here just to trampoline?
Caramilla.
What? Well, how do you? Have you been to this trampoline world?
Yeah, I actually have.
What did you do there?
They have like foam pits and stuff. It was really fun. They have on the walls also. They have trampolines.
Can you do somersaults under the wall and then bounce off the wall onto the ground and do somersaults?
Yes.
Right. Do you have to wear a helmet?
They also have dodgeball too.
That's a good idea.
Maybe we could have dodgeball with everybody.
Yeah.
Man,
we should just do a private event there.
So much fun. It's like $8 admission for like.
I got $8.
Yeah, I've got $8.
I'll put it on that.
Where's this place?
It's in Caramillo, right off the highway. I forget which one.
It probably means Camarillo. Cool.
Good for you.
I've heard of that one, which means it can't be that far.
Man, trampoline party. That's got me really excited.
Yeah.
Trampoline parties are awesome. I've never had a trampoline party.
Okay, yeah, that's like in Ventura, so that's like an hour or two away.
I used to have a trampoline. I learned tons of skateboard stuff, I think, from that. Where I used to have a skateboard deck, and I would just be out there all the time, bouncing on the trampoline, like doing kickflips and ollie 360s, because I could, you know, I mean, I figured out I'd have my skate shoes on and shit, and I could actually do, I would ollie and grab my board and do like little airs, and I would spin and stuff. So it wasn't, because on vert you would be
you would be sideways, but on the trampoline, you're. But I did like Indy. I learned how to do like a forward somersault and grab my board, and you know I could do a forward somersault with no fucking duct tape or anything. You know, like I would just make my skateboard do a somersault with me because I did it so much. But that's how I learned that kickflip McTwist thing. I was like the second person to start spinning him. But I was like I had like a really good somersault one. I never made it, but I learned how to. I just felt really comfortable upside down when I would always flip my board and see where my board is and catch it all the time. I had that bit down, and I know it was because of that trampoline that I used to practice on all the time. It would be on it all the time.
Makes sense.
And I remember my little brother. I was going skating one day, and I was like, "I'll see you guys later." And there was a garage, like a tin shed next to the trampoline that had like the window with the slates of glass. You know what I mean? So you can open it and close it. And then, I heard like a big crashing thing or whatever, and Lee had fucking bounced off into the window, like face first into the window, into the top of it, and then fell down all of them and smashed all of them on his stomach. And then he bounced off onto the ground. And by the time I heard this, I turned around, I saw him like in there, you know what I mean? Like bouncing off the window and off the side of the trampoline. And I fucking ran over there and grabbed him, and he had a massive piece of glass coming out of his stomach. Like, it was probably sticking out about that far out of his stomach.
About 4, 5, 6 inches.
Yeah, yeah. Like that. And it was like it was probably about an inch, a couple inches wide, but it went out big. You know what I mean? Like
got bigger where it came out. Yeah.
It was, for us, that was a fucking scary ass thing. Like,
sure.
He turned around, and I don't know how old he was, probably 6, 7.
Oh.
And I was probably 14, 15, maybe old, you know, something like that, 16. But I remember I grabbed his arms. I turned him around. I grabbed his arms to look at his arms to see if he'd cut his wrists. Because even at that age, I was like, if his wrists are slashed, he's fucked. Even though that might even not be the case. But I remember just grabbing and opening up. And then I saw this big shard coming out of his stomach. And I was like, oh, my God. And he was just like, he wouldn't look at it. He was like, pull it out, pull it out, pull it out. And I just fucking grabbed it and pulled it out. And I remember I pulled it out, lifted his T-shirt up to see the hole. And it was, you know, I mean, blood started to come out, and I put pressure on it. And he's like, pull it out, pull it out. I'm like, it is out, dude. And he was like, oh. And I grabbed a tea towel out of the kitchen, and fucking, I told him to push on it, and I picked him up and ran down the street to the doctor that was probably not very far, probably, half a mile, something like that. Wasn't, but it was like up a hill and down a hill. But I ran with him, and like halfway down, you know, halfway there, he said that he started to feel dizzy and shit, and started to get a little bit choked up for a second. I was like, "You'll be all right. Just keep it on there. We'll be all right." And I remember, storming into the hospital. It was like the local doctor in Sandringham. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing going on there. There's a bunch of old people like asking if they're gonna die today.
Yeah, this wasn't ER.
No, it's not ER. Yeah, like it's kind of very reminding today of like a vet. Very similar to a veterinarian doctor.
Right.
I kicked the door open, like, my brother's been stabbed! My brother's been stabbed! You gotta fucking save him! They're like, just completely not alarmed at all, and I'm fucking totally offended by that, because they're just like, calm down, and I'm like, calm down! Fucking brother's gonna die! Like, fucking get somebody now! I'm freaking out, and then they go and pick him up, and they put him on this thing, and take him in the room, and somebody's like calming me down, and then I go in there, and the doctor's like, it didn't even stab anything internally. It might just scratch something, and he's fine. And I was like, fuck, Lee. Oh, I'm fucking dizzy. I'm feeling dizzy, you fucking asshole. And grabbed my fucking skateboard and pad bag and went skating.
Left him there.
I told my parents.
Right, of course.
My stepmom. I'm like, hey, your kid's in hospital.
Yeah, been stabbed.
He's all right.
See you later.
Yeah, I'm going right.
It's. I mean, it's funny when that. I cut my head open. I still have scars. I was playing a game with my friend, and I butts up. I don't know if anybody's familiar with the stupid two person ball game.
No.
And you played against the wall. That's what it's. Two people can play. You should play it against the wall. And it was his house was made of brick, and I tripped into the wall, and I took it head first. And the kid went one way after the ball, and I didn't even tell him. I was like, I'm going home. You know what I mean? Like trying to play it cool.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle of the game, it wasn't weird to just be like, all right, I'm going home now.
Yeah.
And I ran around the corner,
right.
And I remember actually the presence of mind. I knew there was some blood and the presence of mind to ring the doorbell rather than walk in and get blood in
the
house.
Yeah,
but my
move.
Dad came to the door, and it's like, you know, now I almost sympathize more with, like, the adult in the situation of every parent's nightmare. He rings the doorbell. Oh, let's see who's
just
at the door.
Opens the door.
Talking to Jehovah's Witnesses, and it's his son. I'm holding my head, and I'm sure blood is just...
Yeah.
God, I look like I'm in, like, a Scandinavian death metal band. 8 or 9.
All right.
You know what I mean? My dad was like, oh, my God! Well, like, before Chris Farley, my dad was Chris Farley. Right. Like, oh, my God!
That reminds me of my brother, once again, Lee, in a trampoline incident where we went the same trampoline. We moved house, and my dad dug a hole and put the trampoline in the ground, so it was ground level.
I had a friend with one of those.
And it was the sickest shit ever, and we had the rubber around the side, so we would go for it on that thing. Because I was like, you can't even get hurt now, mate! Fucking
of course not.
Killing ourselves. But he went under there, and he had some of these wooden blocks that were in the driveway, and he was underneath, and he was throwing them at my feet while I was bouncing on the trampoline. And I was the older one, and he was young. He was probably like maybe 5. He was like Devin's age on this one. And I was jumping up and down at like, you know, 10 or something, and my foot hit the block and bounced off my foot straight back into his forehead. And just fucking straight away, like, hey! I pulled him out of there, and he's got blood pissing out of his forehead, and I had to knock on the door. My dad's at work. My stepmom totally didn't like me around then, and she'd already sort of told me that. And I'd also told her that a few times. And I just remember, like, when I knocked on the door, you know what I mean, like, for her to open the door, I'm like, man. You know, and he's just screaming, holding his head, like you were just saying, with blood pissing out down his face. Like, his face is fucking covered in blood.
And it's only natural. What happened? A parent goes to the worst case scenario in this situation. Naturally. You don't think it's just like a flesh wound.
Right. Yeah, it was a pretty big cut. But yeah, I remember thinking, well, I'm fucked. What is this thing? Rick in Washington.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's up, Alice?
Hey.
Hey, I was just calling to tell you that Couture and Forrest Griffin, Gray Maynard, Joe Daddy and them were at the trampoline place in Vegas training, just jumping all over the place. They had a whole system set up, and they would just go just jumping off the wall, flip, land, keep jumping, do a Superman punch, just do all kinds of crazy stuff. And the cardio was insane. Those guys were deadbeat.
I could do that.
That's why
Superman punch on the trampoline is gay.
That's why I'm going. Cardio.
Yeah. No, I want to... Yeah, what I want to do is...
You say trampoline, I hear cardio.
Yeah, you say trampoline, I think bananas. I know, way to kill it, you know? Like, oh, what about if we put some weight vest on and fucking jump around with a weight vest? Because that'll really get the cardio.
Actually, get us right back down to where we're just jumping normally.
Yeah. Maybe hold some dumbbells.
After doing a few with the weight vest, when you take it off, suddenly you're jumping super high.
Only if you get to take it off,
right.
And soon. I would actually play that stupid basketball trampoline game if none of those dudes were there.
Yes.
Like, I would play with you guys.
Right, I agree.
I would do that. You know, like, Andy Bell and Benji Maddens and all those people were in the game. And we would just, you know, like, every now and then, fucking, boom! Oh, shit! Fucking dunk rain on some motherfuckers. No?
No, yeah. Absolutely.
Nobody would be into that?
Totally. It's like playing basketball in the booth. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I would look forward to the hard fouls when somebody gets airborne and you get airborne and try to reject
No,
it.
I want to... Yeah. Goaltending. Oxycut and John goes up and I'm just fucking in the air with a massive spin kick to his face. My bad, Oxy. It's not a foul. Come on. Get over it.
This is street ball.
Wake up, man. This is street ball.
Technically, it's trampoline ball.
What about MMA trampoline ball?
Sounds dangerous.
Hello.
Where when you're defending another person, somebody on the other team, you're allowed to like jujitsu them?
No, because jujitsu wouldn't work. Because you're in the air.
Right.
If you really want, if you think you can chuck somebody out before they get to the ground, then okay. But I'd be more inclined to go with some sort of, instead of, you know, butting head, like, you know, blocking and hitting each other, maybe you can actually, you know, sort of kick them or punch them.
It would be a dramatic conclusion to the final game if the guy's a breakaway layup. There's 2 seconds left. He gets airborne. Oh no, choked out right before he gets to the
basket. Or it could be this.
Wow.
He could be flying to the lane, going to dunk it, and then somebody comes out of nowhere and kicks him in the face, and he just lets go of the ball, and he is asleep on the trampoline.
Or if the guy's soaring over
you. That's dramatic.
As the guy's soaring over you, you just punch him in the stomach from below.
Yeah, maybe you can't knock people out.
Oh, snap.
I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, not
but
cool.
you can use a little bit of MMA. You can do a little, you know, some kicks and stuff.
Right.
Because I think leg kicks would work, because if you're in the air and you kicked another guy in the leg, that would maybe put him upside down, he would land on his head, which would be awesome. It's on your head on the trampoline's mellow.
Awesome or terrible?
No, awesome, every way.
Same difference.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like to land on your head on a trampoline could be really bad.
Maybe you, because you're a vagina, but if you land a trampoline on your head, if you're a trampoline experience, rock and roll.
Awesome.
Think of the ratings.